The man on trial for fatally shooting his 13-year-old neighbor on Thursday gave jurors and people in the courtroom a glimpse into his thought process on that day. 76-year-old John Spooner was convicted of first-degree homicide on Wednesday for killing Darius Simmons in May of last year. He accused the teen of breaking into his home and stealing four shotguns. The second part of this trial is focusing on whether Spooner was sane at the time of the shooting. Yesterday, he took the stand. WUWM's LaToya Dennis was there and joins us this morning. Good morning, LaToya.
Hi, Bob.
Well, is it fair to say that Spooner's testimony shocked a lot of people?
Yes. Spooner took the stand after a second psych evaluation yesterday. His attorney, Franklin Gimble, claimed that he was unfit to continue with the trial. So he was evaluated and found competent. But it was made very clear in court that Gimble did not believe Spooner should take the stand. While being questioned by the prosecution, Spooner didn't show much remorse. If you listen closely, you can hear what Spooner had to say about shooting Simmons. Spooner just said that he would not call fatally shooting Simmons revenge. He would call it justice. He went on to say that he doesn't feel that bad about shooting the boy.
LaToya, were there any other shocking statements made?
Yes. At one point, Spooner spoke about the desire to also shoot the brother of Darius Simmons. What you're about to hear is the prosecution questioning Spooner about that. Again, you have to listen closely.
You saw the boy's brother, right? And he was attending to the boy he had been shot. He told the doctors that he wanted to shoot that boy too, but he decided not to do it because there was other people around, right?
Yes, we were in back pain.
But you wanted to shoot that boy too.
Yes.
Now, LaToya, did Spooner ever say what his intentions were that day?
Originally, he said he grabbed the gun and went outside to threaten Darius Simmons. He says something snapped and he shot him, but he says he does not know if his goal was to kill him. His defense has argued that in that moment, Spooner was momentarily insane.
What about expert testimony?
Well, on Wednesday, psychiatric expert Basil Jackson testified that Spooner's mental condition at the time of the shooting left him unaccountable for the killing. But yesterday, Deborah Collins, a forensic psychologist with the Wisconsin Forensic Unit, said that Spooner does not have any sort of mental disorder and that there's no evidence that he ever has. She said sometimes anger can drive actions such as murder.
Did the Simmons family have anything to say after Spooner's testimony?
Yeah, The family's pastor, Steve Jerby, gave a brief statement.
We saw today no repentance. We saw today no remorse. We saw without any question that Mr. Spooner was in his right mind, that he acted willfully and intentionally to strike down the life of a young boy in the face of the unjust act. We are praying and seeking true justice.
So what happens next?
Well, the trial continues this morning. At least one more doctor is expected to testify.
What will it take for an insanity plea, then, to be accepted?
The defense has to convince 10 out of 12 jurors that there is sufficient evidence that Spooner is not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect.
Thanks, LaToya.
Thank you.
LaToya Dennis of our staff in the courtroom yesterday for phase two of the Spooner trial.